the secret of death. Many of you go to church and you receive the spirit of that church and you think you have received the Holy Ghost. You receive the spirit of the pastor and you think you have received the Holy Ghost. Can't you see how Mommy Gio dresses? That is how throughout that month all the sisters in the church will dress. That's why when she's coming to the pulpit, she chooses which dress. Okay, let's not even look at that. Let's look at it spiritually. Majority of you, denominational, you are listening to me now, wherever you are. I hope you are listening to me. Denominational, if your pastor is speaking in a particular tongue, every member in the church, that is the tongue they will speak. Everybody will say, am I correct? If he has a particular way he prays, everybody in the church. If he has a particular dance style, what he does with his leg, everybody will dance that dance. If what you are doing is what you copy from your pastor, you have been baptized with the spirit of your pastor. Friendship of this world is the adulteration I'm talking about. It brings death. Samson, what are you doing with Delilah? Did you hear that we should not be unequally yoked with unbelievers? What has the children of Israel got to do with the Philistines? They are arch enemies. What happened? He died. The power that he had was removed from him. That is exactly what Satan will do to any church. And the power we are talking about, that some of you may not know, praise the Lord, is not power to cast out devil. Victor, you hear me? Because me and you were into deliverance at the same lane with it. The power that was removed from Samson was not power to cast out devil, to kill the Philistines. So, with might. See, Samson is a type of the church. The power of the church is the word of God. Hallelujah. Once you remove the word, you scrape Samson's hair, he becomes like an ordinary gathering. Ordinary church, ordinary man. The word of God was removed. And as what is the word of God? The word of God to Samson is, don't remove these 7 locks. The day you remove these 7 locks, you are finished. That was the word of God. And that was what was attacked. And once he removed the 7 locks from Samson's head, it's over. Once the word of God is removed, we will now need, hallelujah, we will now need to move men with programs, with motivational speaking. 39 steps to be financial giants. 50 steps to be champion. Yes. Hallelujah. 99 principles for success. Yes. Hallelujah. The power that was removed from the church is the power that can transform a sinner to a saint. It was destroyed. Apostle Paul preached baptism in the name of Jesus. If you preach any other gospel for salvation different from baptism in the name of Jesus, you are blessed, Abby. Why are you afraid of saying it? You don't believe it. I'm reading Bible. The Bible does not permit a woman to be ordained as a pastor. And you are ordaining your wife. I ordaining women regional and the provincial and the state and the national and international a coordinator contrary to the Bible. You are blessed, Abby. He said, freely we receive, freely we give. And before you pray for anybody, you charge them for money. You are blessed, Abby. You are selling anointing water, anointing oil for healing, anointing biro to pass exams, anointed t-shirt, anointed apple, anointed, even anointed COVID-19 face mask. You are blessed, Abby. You are blessed, Abby. No, so that you will know. The accursed ministers that are preaching the gospel, it cannot be corrupted. It must not be corrupted. If it is that word that is in you, the word that I speak, Jesus Christ said, he said, they are spirit and they are life. It carries eternal life. It is a life-giving word. That is the word of God. If you find yourself in sin, you find yourself in backsliding in any way, you are not to go to Reverend Father and confess your sin to him for him to forgive you. No, no, no. What is it? What is it that cleanses a man? Psalm 119 verse 9. Wherewith shall a young man cleanse his way? How will you cleanse your ways? How? By taking heed thereto according to the word of God, thy word. You want to be free from sin. It's not fasting. It's not mounting. It's not locking yourself in your room. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against you. The word of God is the water of the Spirit that cleanses and washes us. That's why in John chapter 15 verse 3, it says, you are all clean through the word that I have spoken unto you. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. The word that he speaks cleanses us. That is what breaks and causes repentance from the heart. Jeremiah 23 and verse 29. Oh, glory be to God. It says, is not my word like as a fire, said the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. See how strong. Like fire and like a rock. That is the power that is in the word of God. It will, if it is the word of God that gets you born again, it will break your stony heart. It will humble you. If it is the word. But if it's a motivational speaker, the motivational speaker will not tell you the truth. He will encourage you to go ahead with your sin. God loves a sinner. God only hates sin, but he loves you. Hallelujah. God hates sin, but he loves the sinner. Is it not a sin that makes him a sinner? So how can you love God loves sinner and hate the sin? When you marry your wife, you and your wife become one. When you marry sin, your identity changes. You become sinner. God hates both you and what has changed you. God hates homosexuality. God, they hate the homosexual. He call it abomination. If you're a lesbian, you are a gay. Repent, repent. Somebody say, stop preaching dead. You know, you have to identify with them. It's a problem they have. If it's a problem they have, listen very well. If it's a problem they have, let them go to God's spiritual clinic that delivers from such problems. Go and take the pill of the word of God. If you receive the word of God, your nature will change. They don't want to tell you who you are so that you will hate what you are and change. The made sure that sinners shall die. You're committing sins. I should not tell you you will die. You are already dead yourself. For a woman that liveth in pleasure, while she liveth, is dead. The Bible says so. There's a reason why God trained me in the military first, before he brought me to the ministry. So that I will fight like a soldier. Boldly face the spirit of error. Face the serpent's seed. Uproot the tares. So that this place, when people enter here to pray, they will know that this place is clean. Clean. When you meet a minister to pray, you know you are meeting a genuine minister of God. And I'm happy. All of them have left. I don't think there's anybody again that's left. No, they know better. The evidence that you're a child of God is that when you commit anything, he will deal with you. Those who are doing it and nothing is happening to them may be evidence that they have no connection with God. They have been concluded and their matter is waiting in the lake of hell, fire. Look, as if I digress. I'm not digressing. I'm trying to tell you the mixture that is in the church of Jesus Christ. False anointed ones have invaded the church of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is the condition of the church. James chapter 4. Verse 4 to 5. James chapter 4. Verse 4 to 5. This is how you call it. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Church of Jesus Christ, especially in Africa. Hey, I don't talk America, I don't talk Europe, because those ones, they are dead and already buried. I'm talking of the one where small, small life is still there. You are yoking yourself with worldliness. You are yoking yourself. Everything happening in the world, you import it to the church. You bring comedians to the church. Just as with the name of the Lord to the church. All the nonsense happening in the world is there in the church. You divorce, change wives like it is done among unbelievers, contrary to the commandment of the word of God. And you are there full of anointing. And preaching and supporting your evil and ignorance. Married, do the same thing that is done in the world. Verse 5, what does it say? Do you think that the scripture said in vain, that the spirit that dwelleth in us, the Holy Ghost, lusted to envy, but he giveth more grace? What did he say? Wherefore, he said, God resisted the proud, but giveth grace unto the simple. Friendship of this world is the adulteration I'm talking about. It brings death. Samson, what are you doing with Delilah? Did you hear that we should not be unequally yoked with unbelievers? What has the children of Israel got to do with the Philistines, their arch enemies? What happened? He died. The power that he had was removed from him. That is exactly what Satan will do to any church. And the power we are talking about, that some of you may not know, praise the Lord, it's not power to cast out devil. Victor, you hear me? Come here, and you were into deliverance at the same lane with it. The power that was removed from Samson was not power to cast out devil, to kill the Philistines. So, with might. See, Samson is a type of the church. The power of the church is the word of God. Hallelujah. Once you remove the word, you scrape Samson's hair, he becomes like an ordinary gathering. Ordinary church, ordinary man. The word of God was removed. And as, what is the word of God? The word of God to Samson is, don't remove these 7 locks. The day you remove these 7 locks, you are finished. That was the word of God. And that was what was attacked. And once he removed the 7 locks from Samson's head, it's over. Once the word of God is removed, we will now need, hallelujah, we will now need to move men with programs, with motivational speaking. 39 steps to being financial giants. 50 steps to be champion. Yes. Hallelujah. 99 principles for success. Yes. Hallelujah. The power that was removed from the church is the power that can transform a sinner to a saint. It was destroyed. It was destroyed. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Evil communication corrupts. Corrupts. It corrupts good manner. As soon as you yoke yourself with the word, with the world. Hallelujah. Evil communication. You will soon look like the world. You're certain in everything. Watch their programs. Watch their programs. Watch what they do. When I look at some of them in the television, I will shake my head. Say, who do us this day like this? See, another thing that brings death. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 and verse 17. What did he say? Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? See verse 17. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God himself destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. The secret of death. This body that we have is the temple of God. He purchased it with his blood. As you, brother, you pay the bride price for your wife, and you cannot see her being messed up by another man. The only reason is because of the bride price you pay. So also are we with Christ. We are purchased possession of God. That's what we see in a type, in Numbers chapter 25, the feast of Belpour. There are holy people traveling in the wilderness, and they were invited to that feast of Baal. But the Moabites, a feast organized, giving glory to their God. And they invited Israel that could not be cursed, for God has blessed them. But watch what happened. God himself, you defy the temple of God, God will destroy you. As they went and joined in that feast, and began to fornicate with those Moabitish women. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. The anger of God came because they are his purchased possession. You are defiling the temple of God. He will destroy you. He can destroy your business. He can destroy your health. He can destroy you. Put a sickness that you will not be able to find cure anywhere. That is the sin unto death. When you begin to defy the temple of God, God himself will kill you. Who will pray for you? When the problem you have, one day, 24,000, one day, 24,000, out of the anger of God, they died. And that's why, Galatians chapter 1, verse 7, 8 and 9. Hallelujah. From verse 6. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ. You are moved unto another gospel. Which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and will pervert the gospel of Christ. That's the mixture. Then he warned. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Verse 9. As we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. Oh, praise the Lord. Hey, if you believe the Bible, then just see how many ministers are accursed ministers in the Christian faith. Apostle Paul preached baptism in the name of Jesus. If you preach any other gospel for salvation different from baptism in the name of Jesus, you are blessed, Abby. Why are you afraid of saying it? You don't believe it. I'm reading Bible. The Bible does not permit a woman to be ordained as a pastor. And you are ordaining your wife. I ordaining women regional and the provincial and the state and the national and international coordinator. Contrary to the Bible. You are blessed, Abby. He said, freely we receive, freely we give. And before you pray for anybody, you charge them for money. You are blessed, Abi. You are selling anointing water, anointing oil for healing, anointing biro to pass exams, anointed t-shirt, anointed apple, anointed, even anointed COVID-19 face mask. You are blessed, Abi. You are blessed, Abby. No, so that you will know the accursed ministers that are preaching the gospel. Accursed ministers. Praise the Lord. Listen very well. Amen. Stay with the word. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. Let us know that we are born again. Being born again, this is what got us born again. We did not get born again by say after me. We did not get born again by anybody blowing breeze on you. We are born again, not of corruptible seed. And the Bible says, let every man be a liar, but God be true. Let me read on. But we are born again of what? Of incorruptible by the seed of God, which liveth and abideth forever. It cannot be corrupted. It must not be corrupted. If it is that word that is in you, the word that I speak, Jesus Christ said, he said, they are spirit and they are life. It carries eternal life. It is a life-giving word. That is the word of God. If you find yourself in sin, you find yourself in backsliding in any way, you are not to go to Reverend Father and confess your sin to him for him to forgive you. No, no, no. What is it? What is it that cleanses a man? Psalm 119 verse 9. Psalm 119 verse 9. Psalm 119. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Wherewith shall a young man cleanse his way? How will you cleanse your ways? How? By taking heed thereto according to the word of God. Thy word. You want to be free from sin. It's not fasting. It's not mounting. It's not locking yourself in your room. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against you. Ephesians chapter 5, Verse 26 and verse 27. Oh, glory be to God. What does it say? Verse 25. He said, this is how he put it, so that you understand. Husband, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church. This is how he loved us and gave himself for us, for the church, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. That he might present the church to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. What does he use? The water of the word. The word of God is the water of the spirit that cleanses and washes us. That's why in John chapter 15 verse 3, it says, you are all clean through the word that I have spoken unto you. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. The word that he speaks cleanses us. That is what breaks and causes repentance from the heart. Praise the Lord. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. It says, he that is born of God, 1 John chapter 5, for whatsoever is born of God, how are you born of God? By the incorruptible seed. You are born again by that seed. You overcome the world. And this is the victory that overcome the world. Even what? Our faith. Why? Isaiah, Jeremiah chapter 23 and verse 29. This is how it describes the word of God. Jeremiah 23 and verse 29. Oh, glory be to God. He says, is not my word like as a fire, said the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. See how strong. Like fire and like a rock. That is the power that is in the word of God. It will, if it is the word of God that gets you born again, it will break your stony heart. It will humble you. If it is the word. But if it's a motivational speaker, the motivational speaker will not tell you the truth. He will encourage you to go ahead with your sin. God loves a sinner. God only hates sin, but he loves you. A sinner. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God hates sin, but he loves the sinner. Is it not a sin that makes him a sinner? So how can you love God, loves sinner and hate the sin? When you marry your wife, you and your wife become one. When you marry sin, your identity changes. You become sinner. God hates both you and what has changed you. God hates homosexuality. God hates homosexual. He calls it abomination. If you're a lesbian, you are a gay. Repent, repent. Somebody say, stop preaching death. You know, you have to identify with them. It's a problem they have. If it's a problem they have, listen very well. If it's a problem they have, let them go to God's spiritual clinic that delivers from such problems. Go and take the pill of the word of God. If you receive the word of God, your nature will change. They don't want to tell you who you are so that you will hate what you are and change. They saw that sinners shall die. Your committing sins, I should not tell you, you will die. You are already dead yourself. For a woman that liveth in pleasure while she liveth is dead, the Bible says so. As the truth. Do you know what the word of God is? Why won't you hold on to it? Hebrews chapter 2. Chapter 4 verse 12. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword. piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents, oh glory be to God, of the heart. Verse 13. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. So you cannot hide when it comes to the word of God. It will pick you wherever you are. It will pick you. And the word of God, hallelujah, which is the scripture. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16, Apostle Paul says, all scripture, hallelujah, all scripture, 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16, is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable, the word of God, for doctrine. It's profitable for reproof, for correction. That's what I'm doing sometimes when I preach hard on some people. Instead of them to repent, they'll be getting angry. Sitting down there now, they're getting angry because I'm exposing your errors. So if you to say, ah, Father, have mercy on me. You go say, you talk too much. You don't call you clean. You clean the spirit in you that is talking like that. You are possessed by an unrepentant demon. Your nature has a satanic origin. The same spirit that was in Cain is the spirit that is in you. Nothing in you to change. That is why you can't change. For instruction, it's profitable for instruction in righteousness. For what? Verse 17. So that the man of God, the woman of God may be perfect, thoroughly equipped, furnished unto all good works. Praise the Lord. In Acts chapter 20 and verse 32, the word of God is able to build you up. In Psalm 107 and verse 20, he sent his word and healed. His word heals. His word delivers. Hallelujah. Psalm 138 and verse 2 tells us that God has magnified his name above his word, above his name. He magnified thy word above all thy name. Why? Because God and his word are inseparable. God and his word are one. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was with God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The name of God are his attributes. But his word, hallelujah, is his nature. His word is his very core essence. That is his word. You take away his word, he's no more in existence. That is why, hallelujah, he honors his word wherever he finds it. Therefore, don't. If you are going to be perfect and ready to go in the rapture, as he brings us out of the denominational hangovers and all the errors, don't dislocate the word. Whatever the word says, do, just do it. Don't dislocate the word. Don't dilute the word. You are doing something wrong. They are pointing it to you. You say, I should not ordain my wife. What of Deborah? Was Deborah your wife? Was Deborah ministering in the temple? What of Apollos and Aquila? Which church were they ministering in? It was meant for the Corinthian church, because there was a problem in the Corinthian church. Where is the scripture for Nigerian church? You are dislocating and diluting the word of God. I say a preacher cannot pastor a church. They say, but William Branham was a prophet and he pastored a church. They will not quote that God told William Branham to hand over that church to a pastor. And he handed over the church to a pastor. And he became a minister under that pastor. They will not see that. Don't try to interpret the word of God. We are called to obey. Don't compromise. Don't negotiate the word of God. I love what my brother Maduka told me one day. He said, anytime he stands on the word of God and he's doing anything and you are questioning him, he will say, I am doing it in obedience to the word of God. So if you are fighting me, it's not me you are fighting. You are fighting the word of God because it is the word of God I am obeying. So I have no apology. Amen. Don't negotiate the word of God. Adam, hallelujah, don't eat is don't eat. Why are you going to seek interpretation from serpents? Don't eat is don't eat. Is it difficult? Don't eat. Don't eat. Simple. Don't eat. Noah, don't add your own on top. This is the dimension, the type of wood you will use for the ark. Exactly the pattern he gave, build it like that. Don't modernize it. Where he said you should use shittim wood, don't go and use glass. Don't go and use aluminium. David, there is a God's due order for carrying the ark. Don't put it in a vehicle, decorate it, and begin to carry animals to carry the word of God. God did not ordain animal to move the word of God. Serpent seed, the God did not ordain you to carry the word of God. David, no matter how you decorated that ark, and your church is 30,000 revival going on, God was angry with all of you because you were not carrying the word of God according to due order. He ordained the Levites, four Levites, we put the stick, the staff, two in front, two behind, to carry it. You are bringing an animal and bringing a fine motor and decorating because it is now a new anointing. Who told you there is a new anointing? It's the old time Holy Spirit. And the devil can't go near it. That's the reason Satan hates it. But it's good enough for me. So give me that old time relief. Give me that old time. Oh, would you give me that old time religion? It's good enough for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Solomon, your father has already made ready all the building materials. Don't go and bring any modern building material and come here. The building of the temple, there must not be noise of chisel or hammer. Heart. Stay in your calling. God himself has ordained who he will use from the foundation of the world. And when you are where you God has placed you, you will not struggle in the grace. You will not struggle in the anointing. You will not be jealous. There will be no competition. You will be original. Because I am where I am. You are where you are. Maintain your lane and maintain my lane. Maintain your position and maintain my position. There will be no fight in the body of Christ. Oh yes, that's the truth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Moses was given how the ark will be built. Do it exactly. What he said you should put inside. Don't add anything inside that ark. The shoe bread. The bread is supposed to be there. The manna. The bread should be there. And then the table where they wrote the Ten Commandments. Put it inside. Then Aaron's rod. Put it inside. Don't go and add your own. Moses, now Aaron's rod. Not your own rod, oh. No matter how beautiful your own is, Moses, it's Aaron's own you should put there. Oh. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Don't add. Don't subtract. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. If you don't understand the word, pray. If it is difficult for you to obey, pray. Just make sure you obey. The reason is because the serpent will do everything to distract you. He is still talking. He is still speaking. And when you do that, that is the beauty of the word of God. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1 to 8. That is the beauty of keeping the word of God as a roundup. Hallelujah. It says, my son, forget not my law. That is the Bible, the word of God. But let thy heart keep my commandments. This is the effect. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. When you obey the word of God. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee, and thy word is truth. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thy heart. When you do that, so shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. And to trust in the Lord is to trust in his word. Lean not unto your own interpretation, your own understanding. No. In all thy ways, acknowledge the word of God. When you do that, that word shall direct thy paths. And verse 7. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Don't use your wisdom. Fear God. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. And verse 8. When you do that, it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Hallelujah. Psalm 1. I read it last week. Let's read it again from verse 1, 2, and 3. Psalm number 1. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standing in the way of sinners, nor seated in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law, the word of the Lord. And in his law, the word of God, doth he meditate day and night. When you do that, verse 3, it shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth its fruit in its season. His leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. He's talking about abundant life. Spiritual and physical. Always remember 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 13. Can we stand up? 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 13 up to verse 17. Brethren, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 13, maybe up to verse 17. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you. Apostle Paul is saying, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God has listened from the beginning, our election, predestination. He is from the beginning, choosing us to salvation through a process. What is the process? Through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. And thy word is truth. Whereunto he called you by our gospel. That is the gospel that attracted you to bride assembly. To the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, what should you do? Shout again. Say it. Stand fast. He said, contend for the gospel, for the truth. And hold the traditions which you have been taught, whether by word or our apostles, the apostles. And then he offered this prayer. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God. And it's a prayer I'm praying now. Even our Father, which has loved us and has given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace. Verse 17. Let him comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hymn number 226. My faith has found a resting place, and it's on the word of God. Not in devices or creeds, denominational creeds. Hymn number 226. Thank you. that be our parting song for today? Everybody now.
My faith has found a resting place, not in the blood, nor grief. I trust the end, the living one. His wounds for me shall bleed.
I need you.
Hallelujah.